This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The long-delayed resumption of nuclear talks with Iran has gotten off to a rough start. Iran has been digging in, and its negotiating partners are openly voicing frustration and pessimism. The U.S., European nations, and even Iran's ally, Russia, have raised questions about Iran's seriousness. The talks aim to revive a 2015 deal that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. Israel is not part of the talks, but has a stake in their outcome. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Sunday said Iran must pay a price for its nuclear activities. Islamic State militants killed four Peshmerga soldiers and a civilian, wounding six other people in an attack near Kara Salem village in northern Iraq. That's according to security sources on Sunday. The Ministry of Peshmerga Affairs said in a statement that the attack caused casualties, but did not confirm the toll. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has now spread to 40 countries and 16 of the 50 U.S. states. Top U.S. government officials said Sunday they are not certain about the severity of its effects on the health of people who contract it. Top infectious disease expert in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the virus does not look like there's a great deal of severity to it. Dr. Fauci spoke to CNN's State of the Union. Bob Dole, a fixture in American political scene, died Sunday at the age of 98. Dole was a veteran of World War II, having been severely wounded and left for dead on the battlefield. You can read his full obituary on VOA News.